try to find our seats.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Again, it's we come in this series of messages back to Ecclesiastes 7. Maybe just a couple things quickly before I do that. There's a number of daily breads in the back. If it started March through May, if you want to use this devotional, there's a good number there. I put a couple of movies out as well. The youth.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
The Son of God movie, which is maybe a C plus. It's okay, but there's actually a better movie on the back table. I hesitate to say it, but 1979 they made a Jesus movie, and it's become the most watched movie in the history of the world. It was the only language that was used in 1979 was the book of Luke. And so there was no additional,
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
With the biblical accounts, this is my opinion, but stay with me a second. I think the problem with creative license is the original is better than the creative license. And that's the only thing I have with the Son of God. It's not a terrible movie, and it's not a heretical movie. It's not, but yet, they took some licenses and freedoms, and I think that they made some changes. I'll just use one example.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Magdalene, the 13th disciple, which is bad history, and I don't know what they were thinking to put a woman in the midst of the 12 disciples. She's never mentioned as being alone with the disciples. She's always with a group of women, and there were other men that were also following, but. Again, a creative license that didn't need to be there, and I'm not sure who they were trying to keep happy with that one. But there's just little things like this.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And a student of the New Testament these many years drove me a little crazy. But it still, as someone said, wait for the DVD. It's worth at least watching it, a free copy from the library or whatever. Anyways, let me stop opinionating and say a word of prayer and start preaching in a second. Let's pray. Father, we come before you. We thank you for your word. We pray that your word.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Have application and life that we could apply to our situations. We pray in Jesus' name, Amen. We are in the book of Ecclesiastes, which is a book that. Some would consider to be depressing, and other people say it's very profound. I think it's the most philosophical book in the Bible in terms of Solomon writing about life and issues. And we come to chapter 7 of Ecclesiastes, which is our text.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
What I want to accomplish here is to talk a little bit about wisdom as defined by the writer of Ecclesiastes. Solomon talks about wisdom, and let me set it up this way. I think everybody at some level believes in becoming wise, or at least the older you get, the more you want to have some wisdom. But really the issue for us in the modern world is where is our source of wisdom coming from?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Source, and my advocacy here, my suggestion is that the Bible is the greatest source of wisdom and the greatest way that we can learn to be wise as we grow older, a lifetime pursuit. There's no simple catchwords that produce wisdom. Wisdom is something which is a growth of a lifetime. Wisdom comes from experience. Wisdom comes from
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Long term, and yet. It's something that we can pursue and seek to know for ourselves, and we should know. Some would argue that the Old Testament is all about gaining wisdom. The New Testament is about becoming like Jesus Christ, and that's a fair analogy. But as we look at this passage, let me just suggest some of the ways that we gain wisdom for ourselves. One would be in the area.
This is a demonstration
of
Flip for Mac.
Common myths and stories of our culture. If you grew up in America, you heard the story of George Washington who chopped down the cherry tree, and what's whether it's true or not is secondary. But what's the lesson? The lesson is that he couldn't tell a lie, and it's good to be truthful. So we gain the wisdom in America that honesty is the best policy, And it comes from some collective stories.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Every culture has their base of stories that informs their collective wisdom. And some of it aligns with the Word of God, and some of it is in contradiction. But often there's some overlap between the different sources of wisdom. Another place people get wisdom is from academic pursuits, and there are those who look to the experts for wisdom. They look to, you know, people who are really.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Who are doing research into human nature, and the irony is that these research projects come out and half of them say, well, that's common sense. You know, you do a study to say, you know, if you drink too much soda, you're overweight. Okay, I could have told you that before you did your research. You know, there's certain things that make sense and they're common logic, but yet some people will look to, well, if someone's got a PhD at the end of their name, they're carrying more weight. And
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
In some people's minds. Then there's the opinionators, the right-wing talk show, the left-wing talk show, the people who think they're smarter than the rest of us and they're teaching the rest of us how we should think, often related to politics, but in other areas as well. Some people gain wisdom from pop culture, and you cannot underestimate the power of just the
This is
the
a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Generation. When movies are, you know, come out and they tell stories, they inform a culture. Music informs a culture. If you're old enough to grow up with the Beatles, well, that influenced your view of life, just listening to the music and being saturated in that. And every generation has their influencers and the cultural way, and of course, often that wisdom.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Is good in some levels, bad in others, and frequently our society is being influenced by people who are against biblical values. So there's many, many different forms of wisdom. I'll add one more, and that is people gain wisdom from their religious traditions. And we all have, you know, we come to America from many backgrounds, and there's many religious heritages. And every religion advocates a form of wisdom. But today I come
this
to you
is a demonstration
say,
of Flip for Mac.
Ecclesiastes is talking about wisdom. This one chapter has got all kinds of little nuggets, but my point is not that you gain the nuggets of wisdom from Ecclesiastes 7, but you gain a heart to pursue the wisdom of God through the Holy Scriptures. If this message can inspire you to read your Bible a little bit more, to study a little bit deeper, to pursue wisdom in light of the Word of God so that you can evaluate all the
This is a demonstration
of
Flip for Mac.
That you can go to a movie and say, hey, this doesn't align to a biblical worldview or a biblical value. That you can listen to a study by an expert and say, I disagree with that because God's Word says something different. That would be my... Let's read the... I'll read for you Ecclesiastes chapter 7. It's 29 verses. I'll add the 30th verse, chapter 8, verse 1.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
So it's a bit of a long reading. Stay with me, and we'll highlight a number of these verses, but not all of them. Ecclesiastes 7, 1 says, a good name is better than fine perfume, and the day of death better than the day of birth. It is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting, for death is the destiny of everyone. The living should take this to heart. Frustration is better than laughter because a sad face.
This is a demonstration
of
Flip for Mac.
The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of pleasure. It is better to heed the rebuke of a wise person than to listen to the song of fools. Like the crackling of thorns under the pot, so is the laughter of fools. This too is meaningless. Extortion turns a wise person into a fool, and a bribe corrupts the heart. The end of a matter is better than its beginning.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Do not be quickly provoked in your spirit, for anger resides in the lap of fools. Do not say, why were the old days better than these? For it is not wise to ask such questions. Wisdom, like an inheritance, is a good thing and benefits those who see the sun. Wisdom is a shelter as money as a shelter, but the advantage of knowledge...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Consider what God has done. Who can straighten what he has made crooked? When times are good, be happy. When times are bad, consider this. God has made the one as well as the other. Therefore, no one can discover anything about their future. In the meaningless life of mine, I have seen both of these. The righteous perish in their righteousness, and the wicked living long in their wickedness.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Neither be over wise. Why destroy yourself? Do not be over wicked, and do not be a fool. Why die before your time? It is good to grasp the one and not let go of the other. Whoever fears God will avoid all extremes. Wisdom makes one person more powerful than 10 rulers in a city. Indeed, there is no one on earth who is righteous, no one who does what is right. And
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Do not pay attention to every word people say, or you may hear your servant cursing you. For who you know in your heart that many times you yourself have cursed others. All this I tested by wisdom, and I said, I am determined to be wise, but this was beyond me. Whatever exists is far off and most profound. Who can discover it? So I turned my mind to understanding, to investigate and to search out
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Schemes of things and to understand the stupidity of wickedness and the madness of folly. I find more bitter than death the woman who is a snare, whose heart is a trap, and whose hands are chains. The man who pleases God will escape her, but the sinner she will ensnare. Look, says the teacher, this is what I have discovered. Adding one thing to another to discover...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I was still searching, but not finding. I found one upright man among a thousand, but not one upright woman among them all. This only have I found. God created mankind upright, but they have gone in search of many schemes. Who is like the wise? Who knows the explanation of things? A person's wisdom brightens their face and changes its hard appearance. May God give us...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Amen. You know, as I read this whole passage, as I studied it this week and prepared for the message, there's just many nuggets, but let me summarize my message around a few thoughts. First of all, the first six verses says something very profound and very un-American and very against our cultural way of thinking about things, and that is that there is wisdom in facing death. Let me read it for us one more time.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
What I think is very true, and before I read it, let me just say that if you spend a night out dancing, it's not going to teach you much, except maybe that you're getting older than you used to be and you shouldn't do this anymore. That's about all you're going to learn from a night of dancing. But if you go to a wake, chances are real good that you'll walk away with new insight into life, and you will be a wiser person for doing it. I can't remember how many things I've learned in the context.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
You learn about life, you learn about situations, and most of us want to run from the funeral home, and that's natural. I don't want to say that's wrong, and certainly there's something very painful about losing a loved one. I don't want to downplay that part of it. But if we face the reality of death, we will be wiser for it, because it's the in the language of verse 2, death is our destiny.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Someday. And if we can learn the lessons that come, almost as if we, you go to someone's death and you say, okay, how are they going to eulogize me one day? What are they going to say at my funeral? There's a lot of wisdom that comes out of asking that one question. And there's multiple other themes. You learn about what's important. Nobody goes to they go to some wakes and say, who can get the money that they left?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
How wealthy were they? That's not the most important question. It's much more important to say, what was their family life like? What was their faith life like? And the values that we learn in death are far more important. But let me read again, just so you don't think I'm making this up. In particularly, 7:1-6. A good name is better than fine perfume, and you get a good name is often emphasized at a wake at a funeral.
The day of this death, is a demonstration birth, of Flip for Mac.
Pessimism, which is throughout this book. It is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting, for death is the destiny of everyone. The living should take this to heart. We should take this to heart. Very important. Frustration is better than laughter, because a sad face is good for the heart. Out of the brokenness, out of the pain, we actually realign our life to where we should be. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools in the house of
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
It is better to heed the rebuke of a wise person than to listen to the song of fools. Like the crackling of thorns under the pot, so is the laughter of fools. This too is meaningless. Death is something that we all have to deal with, and one of the blessings of being a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ is that you've addressed the death issue most profoundly. You've said, what
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
What Christianity is all about is facing our own mortality, our own death, and saying, I need to be right. I don't know if I'm going to live to be an old man or not, but I need to be right before God, and everything will be okay after that. Very central. The second thing about Christianity is that there is lessons in suffering, and we often learn more in the hard times of our life than we do in the easy times of our life.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
The times that we change, the times that we mature, are frequently through the obstacles in life. Go read Malcolm Gladwell's David and Goliath. He emphasizes that it's through the suffering that people have endured that often leads them to greatness. It's through the pain of life, and if we can embrace the challenges of life, the pain and the suffering that we will always come our way, and learn through it, we will be better people.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
If we try to avoid it, if we deal with painful things by turning to drugs and alcohol or entertainment, we don't learn, we don't grow, we don't become better people for it. But if we ask the hard questions of life, we become better off for it. Let me make a connection to the New Testament. If Solomon is saying in Ecclesiastes that there is more wisdom in facing death and suffering,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
New Testament. Go to 1 Corinthians 1 in this expression of it. 1 Corinthians 1, and I want to read a few verses from this passage that address what I would say is very much of a New Testament response to this issue before us. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 18.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Verse 25, 18 to 25. It says, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but for us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Through its wisdom did not know him. God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand signs, and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But for those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
The weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Do you see the connection between these two passages we've looked at? There is wisdom in the house of mourning. The heart of our Christianity is a cross. What is a cross? It's the ancient version of the electric chair. And if you watch the Son of God movie, one benefit of it is you're reminded of just how cruel the cross is. You know, instead of just, you know, there are people suing the government because they
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
They ran out of drugs to kill people in this country. And again, I'm not, you know, getting into the debate about capital punishment. But the issue is, the Romans in the first century would take people and nail them to a cross so that it would take them 6 hours to suffer and die. And they would do it in a very public, humiliating way so that people would walk by and say, If you rebel against Rome, this is what's going to happen to you. And so the cross, you know, people wear it. You know,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
The wrappers or whatever. You know, it's seen as a fashion symbol, but in its context, it was a bloody source of death. It was the most degrading way that people died, and almost in the history of the world. I'm not sure if there's a greater torture and death that has been invented beyond the cross. It's right up there in terms of its cruelty. And so that was the heart of our faith, is that we have Jesus, the Son of God.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And he died on a cross. He died on a cross so that we might have life, so that we might have wisdom, that we might have meaning and purpose. And so the very core of our faith is an answer to pain and suffering in this world. The very core of what we believe and what is preached and what is advocated in the Church of Jesus Christ is that there is an answer to pain and suffering, and that is in Jesus Christ. He died on the cross.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
He bled because he loved you and I. Because he died on a cross, he was able to rise again. And because he rose again, we too can rise again into new life. We can go to heaven one day. So again, the heart of Christianity is an answer to the issue of death. There's no time in my life that my faith is more precious than in a funeral home, in front of a body. Sometimes someone I knew, sometimes I've been.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Someone I did not know. And what brings hope in the midst of that? It's the cross of Jesus Christ. That's why every funeral home you go into, they'll put crosses all over the place. People, you know, they'll have a flower cross right up there. And all these, why the cross? The cross, it's central because it deals with the issue of death. And there is hope in the midst of the fact that we one day will die. And listen, there's no answer to some pain.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Some of the cruelty that people do to other people. And I don't want to illustrate, because I want to take you home with some of the stories of things that I've read this week in terms of the pain and suffering of this world. But the reality is that Jesus Christ came, that there would be hope in the midst of our death. Death is not good. Death is not to be welcomed or loved. But there is wisdom that comes out of us processing it in the way.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Wisdom in facing death, our own, and looking to God in the midst of the painful deaths of our life. Let's go back to Ecclesiastes chapter 7. And first of all, we looked at wisdom in facing death. Secondly, there's wisdom is enhanced by character. Or what I'm meaning by this is that wisdom is not simply an academic pursuit. In other words,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
The Bible's concept of wisdom is, if I live a righteous life, a holy life, a good life, then I have a better chance of being wise. I cannot be intellectually wise and with my body be sinning frequently. You follow me? So there's a character issue. And to just see how he does that, look at verses 7 to 9. I've highlighted a few of these. Verse 7 says, extortion turns a wise person into a fool.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
The wise person becomes a foolish person. Second part of it, a bribe corrupts the heart. So when money gets involved, and we know this, even the clergy get messed up over money issues, right? You know, all the wisdom that they've taught gets thrown out the window because they're willing to compromise in the realm of finances. So there is extortion hurts wisdom. Look at the next one, verse 8. The end of a matter is better
than
the beginning.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
So wisdom is enhanced by our patience. Pride makes wise people foolish. And there's many examples of our politicians, if you read the news, who do very, very foolish things. Who will be willing to compromise with a prostitute and throw away their whole career, which is just completely ridiculous. There's nothing wise about it, and yet they do it in pursuit of a.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I think these guys think that they'll never get caught. They're smarter than the rest of us. Sure sign that they're going to get caught and they're going to be humbled. Pride comes before a fall, says the Bible. The third verse here, verse 9 says, do not be quickly provoked in your spirit, for anger resides in the lap of fools. How many people are sitting in our prison systems because they had anger issues? You don't want that on anybody.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Makes a person who may be relatively wise, they do very foolish things. Let me tackle some interesting verses for us. 26, I call this sexual sin, but I'm kind of being a little bit loose with it. Very interesting, and I want to give some context. I find this interesting stuff. But verse 26, understand, let me preface it by saying, Solomon is making an observation about his world and his situation.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
This is not God giving us the truth of reality, because I want to make that distinction as I read verses 26 to 28. And you'll get my point. And this is a good study for a men's group, but in a mixed group, it kind of get in trouble. Verse 26, I said, I find more bitter than death the woman who is a snare, whose heart is a trap, and whose hands are chains. The man who pleases God will escape her, and the sinner she will ensnare. Look, says the teacher,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Adding one thing to another to discover the scheme of things while I was still searching, but not finding. I found one upright man among a thousand, but not one upright woman among them all. This only have I found. God created mankind upright, but they have gone in search of many schemes. What is Solomon saying? The first thing is there is more of an Old Testament concept that the woman.
This is a demonstration
of
Flip for Mac.
The woman is the one who invites men to sin. And the foolish man gets sucked in, and the wise man says no. And it really goes back to the Garden of Eden. What's the Garden of Eden? Eve is tempted, and Eve says, is tempted by the serpent, and she gives in, and she eats of the forbidden fruit, and then she brings her husband into it. So that idea of the woman being the one who tempts the man really.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And then he goes into this whole thing about he's looked for upright people. This is Solomon saying, I've looked for upright people. I found one in 1,000 men. I haven't found any woman who's upright. And he married like 1,000 of them. It was 700 wives and 300 concubines. So he had a little experience with understanding women. I don't know if it's a good experience. Probably wasn't.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And this is what we can say is, in and of ourselves, most of us are not as upright as we want to be. And I would even say the New Testament version of that is all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Whether it's 1 in 1,000 men and 0 in 1,000 women, it's still all has sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All of us need the grace of God. All of us need the forgiveness of God. All of us make attempts to righteousness.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Condition. And that is the way the New Testament would express it a little bit differently. So women, don't go home and create a Solomon picture and throw darts at it. He isn't being overly women-friendly in these couple verses, but take it as his worldview. And obviously we know from history, in the ancient world, women were not on the same status. They were definitely a lower class than men were.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Jesus comes and lifts the status of women in a way that was unseen in the ancient world. So that is my little venture into some difficult verses. You want to talk about the Bible having some challenging teachings, but I think, look at it in its context. That's Solomon's view of his experience. So we see, to summarize what we've talked about there's wisdom in facing.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Ultimately, the New Testament gives us the cross of Jesus Christ as central to our faith. Secondly, wisdom is enhanced by character. As we pursue a godly character, we gain wisdom. If we give in to our vices, we become fools, no matter how much we study. And finally, wisdom is complex. Let me hit on a couple of real quick points, I find some of these.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Let me start with verse 10. Wisdom lives in the present. Do not say, why were the old days better than these? For it is not wise to ask such questions. Isn't that a good one? I enjoy listening to seniors tell stories of their past. I think there's great wisdom there. But when someone's stuck in the past, that's not a good place to be. And even Solomon says, you know,
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Why is this country not what it used to be? You know, whatever our era was that we think was the golden age. That's not the right wise question. The reality is this is what we have. This is where we're living. And we need to live a life of faith in our situation. May I say, for half of us who were not raised in this country, myself included, we can't go back and have this conversation about my home country is so much better and ideal.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
America. That's not the right question to ask either. We don't gain wisdom. We can love and cheer for our country in the Olympics, as some of us did. But the reality is we live in this present age. And we live in this context, and you and I live in New Jersey, and this is our world, and we need to live with what we have in 2019. Let us live with wisdom. Next one.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
It says, wisdom, like an inheritance, is a good thing, and benefit those who see the sun. Wisdom is a shelter, as money is a shelter. But the advantage of knowledge is this: wisdom preserves those who have it. So wisdom preserves our life as money does. Money gives opportunity. Money becomes a protector. If you have money, you are able to probably get better health care coverage, better lawyer care.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
As Solomon points out, wisdom keeps us from losing everything we have. May God give us wisdom. It's a protector. Verses 13 and 14. We need to understand the time and the season we're in. Verse 13 says, consider what God has done. Who can straighten what he has made crooked? When times are good, be happy. When times are bad, consider this: God made the one as well as the other. Therefore, no one can discover anything.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Solomon is saying there's going to be good times, there's going to be bad times, but know that the bad times don't last forever. And there, you know, we don't know the future, but we can look to God for help in our future. Understand the season we're in. Wisdom avoids extremes, verses 15 to 18. Again, these are some words, if plucked out of context, may be misunderstood.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
In the life of mine, I have seen both of these: the righteous perish in their righteousness, and the wicked living long in their wickedness. That is a reality. Not all the righteous live to be old people. Not all the wicked die young, although some do. Verse 16, do not be over-righteous, neither be over-wise. Why destroy yourself? And that's like a obsession. And, you know, continue. You can't live life. You can't do anything.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Why die before your time? Extremes in foolishness, extremes in pursuit of righteousness can be damaging to us. It is good to grasp the one and let go of the other. Whoever fears God will avoid all extremes. Boy, there's a lot we could wrestle with. I don't even know if I have the best answer for you on what he's saying. But I believe wisdom is found in a balanced life.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
You know, in the case of some people, if you were to dedicate your life to reading the Bible and praying 16 hours a day, I'm not sure if that would be the pathway to wisdom, if I can call that an extreme. Most of us do not pursue righteousness enough. Most of us do not pursue wisdom as much as we should. But if we cut off everything, if you don't have time for your family,
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
And you're not being wise. You know, there is a time to balance things. There's a time to say, this is my situation. Obviously, I don't have to preach about being overly foolish, because lots of overly foolish people that we've known in life are no longer with us. They didn't live very long. That is the reality that we know. And finally, wisdom filters what people say. 21, 22.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Says, do not pay attention to every word people say. Great, great verse for pastors especially. Do not pay attention to every word people say, or you will hear your servant, you guys aren't servants, you'll hear your servant cursing you, for you know in your heart, and many times you yourself have cursed others. Don't get too caught up in being right all the time. Don't be too caught up in saying, someone said this and I got to track it down and fix it. Let it be.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
One of my principles in life is that if, you know, God can be my judge and advocate. If somebody misunderstands me, if somebody says something about me that's not true or is not kind, or sometimes it is true, but it's not something I want told about people, you know, I don't need to fix all that. And life is easier. And I've learned sometimes people who have said things that are not very nice, they've become my good friends later on. And that's life, okay? Not everything.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And if we get all caught up and, oh, I got to be right, I got to be understood, we get in trouble. Filter what people say. Don't take everything so seriously. Let me conclude with two thoughts. I'm convinced that a life of faith is a great way to live a life that is good, that is wise, that is full.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Verse 8, verse 1 says, a person's wisdom brightens their face. You know, as you pursue wisdom, it brightens your face. It enhances the quality of life. I'm going to end with two people I think about when it comes to wisdom. One who has passed away is Joe Havilar, was a part of our church, and some of you remember him. But he used to enjoy telling his testimony. He used to.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Like Frank Sinatra had a nice voice. So he'd sing Christian songs and testify, and his favorite place to do it was in the homeless ministries that we would go to once in a while. And I helped him write his testimony because I heard it so many times. I said, let me put it into print. And basically, I don't think he made it through high school. His life, he tried the military. That didn't work out too well. He tried.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
He became an alcoholic. His life was a mess. And he had a lot of issues, a lot of brokenness. He went to a lot of counselors, and finally he met Jesus Christ, and his life was changed. His broken life, and I always remember how he used to say it. He said, when he discovered the book of Proverbs, his life completely changed, because he said all of the counselors were.
This is a demonstration
of
Flip for Mac.
The book of Proverbs, learning to put a broken life back in place again, and I always appreciated his life and ministry. He was involved here 15 years ago. He's passed away since. And but his life ended well. He became what I would say is a wise person out of a very broken situation. The other extreme is Scott Peck was a writer I enjoyed.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
The Road Less Traveled, which was on New York Times bestseller list for 7 years. 7 years. So he did very well. But his testimony, I went to a seminar he led once. Scott Peck was talking. Someone says, how come you always talk about religion in your writing? And so I heard it with my own ears what he answered. Not exact words, but in summary, he said he wrote The Road Less Traveled, and he quoted Jesus a couple times in the book. And after
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
He checked his sources, and he started to read the New Testament. And for the first time, he was completely enamored with the character of Jesus Christ, the strength of character, the emotional well-being and health of him. And so after he had done all his studies, he came to see the wisdom of the Bible, and he bowed his knee before Jesus Christ and became a Christian. And I tell you those two extremes because most of you have not been.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Most of you have not been as successful as Scott Peck was. We're in the middle somewhere. But there is wisdom in the Word of God. And God's Word, as we pursue its study, as we seek to know what it says to us, it will raise our level of quality of life, wisdom in life, and character. And God has a good plan for each one of us. There's no simple answer. I know there's a point of conversion.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I want Jesus Christ to be my Savior. But the road of wisdom is a daily pursuit. And it's an everyday study of the Word of God, prayer, and seeking Him. And I hope that you would be on that road. I hope that I would continue to grow in wisdom. I've been doing this for a while, but I got lots to learn. And that's the beauty of faith, is we never reach our goal. God is calling us to wisdom. Let me pray for us.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Our Father, we thank you that your word is truth. We thank you that what was written 3,000 years ago in a very radically different cultural context can be wisdom for us in 2014. We thank you for the Old Testament. We thank you most of all for the cross of Jesus Christ. As Jesus died, that we might be forgiven, that we might have life, that we might be restored to the person that you created us to be.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Each one of us would be able to understand your word, to understand your wisdom for us, that we would be people who would be growing in faith and growing in wisdom and growing in our understanding of you, O God. Forgive us for the ways we compromise. Forgive us for being taken by some of the other wisdoms of our society, where we may take up the values of the people around us more so.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Forgive us for not being what we should be, and give us strength to continue to grow and move forward. Lord, we look to you. We ask that you would give us strength, that even this week, that our time with you would be fresh and special, and that you would meet us in the midst of our pursuit of Jesus Christ and wisdom. We pray in his name. Amen. Amen.